G'day, Rog.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, we're really well. Nick Kyrgios, in the words of a famous...
Are we talking about the French Open or are we...
Well,
we're talking about the French Open.
Yeah, that's right. But we're talking about Australian tennis, first and foremost. And in the words of a famous Queenslander, please explain.
It's hard to. I don't live in the shoes or in their environment, so... yeah, there's been some interesting commentary around. There's no doubt about that. There may be some stuff that was said that you'd probably, maybe want to take back. Who knows? It's not probably what Nick wants to be doing on the tennis court. He wants to be playing good tennis and getting some consistency there, and so that's not happening at the moment. So it's going to be interesting to see how it all unfolds, leading obviously into Roland Garros. He actually takes on Cam Norrie from Great Britain, who's actually, he's a gutsy player. He's he hasn't got a lot going on as far as like big wow factor, but there's no doubt about that. Nick has that on his side of the court, but Cam's got a lot of hunger. He's got some guts, and over five sets, he's going to be there to the end. So. It's going to be an interesting. First round opponent. There's no doubt about that. He's played really good Davis Cup tennis on clay. Cam Norrie. He did against Spain, and so he's not. It's a surface that he's going to be backing himself on.
Rog, who, if anyone, is advising Nick Kyrgios at this point?
Yes, it's hard to know. I mean, obviously, he's doing a lot of it himself, and I mean, I think even someone like. Alexander Zverev at the moment is really struggling with his tennis. He's put himself on the record as saying that, and the reason is he's got a conflict at the moment with his former manager, and he's doing a lot of that stuff himself as well when he can't concentrate purely on tennis, and he talked about the difficulties attached to that to get some fluency there. So Nick's obviously he's got management and he's got his parents and he's got a few people around him, but Nick's steering the ship and that's where it is at the moment. And as anybody growing up, and if you look at it from a business model, it's really important if you're a business and you're starting up and you've gone bang and you've really sort of accelerated, it's really important to have some key mentors around and virtually a setup where you've got people that can actually look at how that business unfolds and manages that and really good advice, because otherwise it sort of takes a shape of itself. And I think that's how I would look at it. Like, what does the business model look like? And we need to probably get a little bit of security around it.
All right, Roger, let's get away from that lunatic. Let's focus on the shining light for Australian tennis. I think, anyway, Ash Barty. Look, big odds, $21. But that women's draw traditionally has been this sort of the way for the last couple of seasons. It's more open than ever, isn't it?
Yeah, you hit it on the head. I mean, it's a good odds. I mean, $21. She's playing great tennis. Yes, it's not her preferred, but she's getting more comfortable on the surface. She's plays tennis now to enjoy what she's capable of using. She's got a skill set that's available on the clay court. She's got such good variety. She's a big believer now in when she walks on the tennis court versus her opponent, which is a massive change when you turn up on a clay court. Clay court, it's different. It's a different sliding mentality. It's a sliding mentality. We're not used to that. A different type of shape of ball you use. You get rewarded for different types of serves and spins on the court. So, and there's a longevity of persistence on the court where you've got to hang in and survive and play points a little differently. So I put her in a bracket of girls that can win the title. There's no doubt about that. And I know Simona Halep's defending.
Yes.
Interesting word, defending, because she plays a little bit of anxiety and nerves, Simona Halep. She's got her first Grand Slam. I would never see it as defending, but a lot of athletes do, is that, there's a lot of points I've got to look after because you defend on a 12-month cycle. And realistically, no, you're not defending. You're trying to actually get the second one. So I still put her in the box seat, Simona Halep. It's going to be a hard ask for her to just put more personally internally. She can play freely. I think her not having Darren Cahill on her team right now leading into to this Grand Slam doesn't give her that sort of calmness, but I'm sure Darren will be on the phone to her. But she seems a favourite, I think, for Ash. She's got a good opening opening match, and I think she's got potentially Serena in the fourth round, and that's going to be if Serena can get there, Ash gets there, that'll be an interesting little matchup.
$5 Simona Halep, Kiki Bertens at $8 second favourite, and Serena Williams at $13. What about the men's side of the draw? It's incredible. Rafael Nadal is a $2 favourite against the field.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, look, it's a huge. I mean, when you talk about he's going for his 12th French Open, which is a ridiculous number. I mean, it's hard to put it, you know, for any sporting enthusiast, it's very hard to put that in perspective, to be honest. Yeah. I mean, his record is ridiculous, 86-2 at Roland Garros. So
wow. He's
got a very favourable draw. He's got qualifier. He plays a qualifier first up, then he plays the winner of two qualifiers. He's got Goffin in the third round, which is he's not playing that well. So potentially, his real big matchup would potentially be Roger Federer in a semi final. And so, look, I think he's got a great draw going in. The conditions in the first week aren't good. They're sort of 17 to 20 degrees, so it plays damp. Rafa likes heat, bounce off the court, uses his heavy spinning shots to really bounce and move his opponent. So he makes it very physical. But yeah, look, I think. You know, he and Novak. Novak's an exceptional item as well because he's going for the Novak Slam, and he currently holds the three current Grand Slams, and being Wimbledon, US Open, and the Australian Open. So he hasn't got it in the calendar year, but this will be the second time, if he wins the French Open, that he's held all four Grand Slams at once. Rod Laver did it in calendar years,
yes.
So he's the only other person. So it's quite extraordinary. He's playing great tennis, so is Rafa. Rafa set a statement in Rome by taking out Novak in three sets and a couple of sets really convincingly. But I like him right through because of the ease of the draw. He will not use any meal tickets leading into that second week. And we have seven Aussies in play in men's, and I think it's going to be interesting. We don't generally do great at the French Open. I think we're going to struggle in some first round matches. And the women's, I'm expecting we're going to get three or four wins out of the girls. There, we got six of those girls playing in the women's.
Yeah, that'd be good. And Port Adelaide clinging to their spot in the top eight in the AFL.
Yeah, we're probably finishing the top two, and pretty confident.
Come on,
please.
What?
I love your belief, Rog.
Well, I think we got a big month. If we can get on the winning list and the win loss record in the big month, that'll set us up for at least a finals campaign. And then who knows? Once you're in there, you never know.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Mighty Flying Hawthorn, you've got this weekend. Good luck with that one. Thanks for that, Rog. Enjoy
Thanks,
your
mate.
French Open.
Thanks, love it. Thanks, boys.